Merry Christmas, not an unusual greeting during the holiday season, but 20 years ago today, it was historic. Those two words were the first text message to reach a mobile phone. Last year, an estimated 8 trillion text messages went out. Stacey Vanek Smith reports on how the medium has grown.
Text messages have been around for 20 years, but mobile consultant Chetan Sharma says they really took off in
2003, the second season of American Idol, when they participated with AT&T to do a campaign for voting.
7.5 million people texted their votes to American Idol. Now texting generates $20 billion a year for U.S. telecom companies.
Especially for younger people, text messaging really is the de facto mode of communication.
Alexandra Smith with market research firm Mintel says texting is cheap, efficient, and makes certain social interactions a little easier.
For example, texting someone to ask them out on a date, that might be a little bit less nerve-wracking than calling them to ask them out on a date.
Still, texting is starting to get the brush off, says consultant Chetan Sharma. The number of messages sent by Americans declined for the first time last quarter, and texting revenues fell.
And now they're moving on to other forms of messaging.
Namely, instant messaging, offered by the likes of Apple and Facebook. Texting, only 20 and already over the hill. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.